This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're in day three of the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors. Talks picked up again this morning at GM headquarters in Detroit. As of yesterday, the company said it's going to stop covering health benefits for workers on the picket lines. The union has stepped in to cover those costs, adding, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports now from Wentzville, Missouri, more stress to an already busy couple of days for union officials and striking workers.
Justin McCrico normally works in GM's trim department, putting carpets in vans and gear shifts in trucks. The past couple days, he's logged 13-hour shifts at the Union Hall, double-fisting cans of Mountain Dew.
It'll get me through 13 hours.
Why are you doing 13-hour shifts?
Because we have 4,500 people we need to register for strike benefits.
He says a team of 20 people signed up 1,700 workers yesterday, and they're trying to do 2,200 today, filling out paperwork so the union can pay for health benefits and so workers can get $250 a week in strike pay.
It was crazy yesterday, but it's been pretty decent. We've got an order to it now.
Healthcare benefits have reportedly been on the table in these negotiations, and that makes McCrico really nervous.
That's a big one for me. I had cancer, and my insurance paid over $2 million into my cancer care.
Healthcare is also a concern for Henry Crump, whose baby daughter has a heart condition. She goes to the hospital every couple of months. He says for all of the activity at the Union Hall, being on strike is a lot of waiting around.
You know, pretty much staying home, watching TV, watching news, and trying to stay away from spending money because money is going to be tight.
Strike pay for union workers doesn't kick in right away. Crump says he has savings and investment, but he doesn't want to spend any more than he has to. On the picket line outside the plant, Tony Jafrida was one of about 20 people waving blue and white signs at cars as they passed. He's concerned about GM's use of temporary workers and how they're treated, even though he's a permanent employee who's been at GM for 5 years.
They've been here for, like, almost as long as I've been here, and they don't have any benefits, and their pay is way lower, and no days off, no vacation.
He says it just doesn't feel right to do the same job as someone else, but be treated so differently. In Wentzville, Missouri, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.